Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This is Paul Hawksby
and Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show, which involved us having a chat about various matters.
Various matters. We covered a lot of ground today.
We did. Martin Kellner came in. He went to town on a particular sporting TV show this week in his week of sport on TV. Yes. So you'll hear that. And we'll have a little extra clip for you. Andy has got a little clip from Fisherman's Blues that he wants to run past you. So that's coming up shortly. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. And start with Lewis Hamilton. Quite a strange approach to social media.
Right, yeah.
He's basically struck off all 600 people he was following on Instagram and admitted, I want a fresh slate. Really? Social media is an incredible platform, but I would wake up and go on Instagram and catch up on what was happening. I decided to change. I now wake up and have a bit of a read. It's made a big difference to my life.
Yeah.
Really? You have people who say, hey, you don't follow me, and now no one can complain. Well, it's a bit of a strange one, really.
So he has dumped his 600 friends, has he?
Yeah.
Dumped them all. 600,000, sorry.
No, 600.
Oh, just 600.
He was only following. He's got loads of followers, but he, like a lot of famous people, he's following, you know.
So he's dumped everybody he's following. He wants new people to follow.
New people, yeah.
I wonder how they feel. I mean, the Kardashians of this world, as Brian Marwood would say.
I wonder if he's dumped Tommy Hilfiger.
They're going to be smarting, aren't they?
They probably are. Yeah. Unlike Manchester United.
He wasn't following you, was he?
No. Okay. Unlike Manchester United, who topped the league when it comes to players' total Instagram followers with 110 million. That's something they never used to do in the day of Sir Alex.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I call progress.
Yeah, things have when they used to just top the league, of course. Yeah.
And Novak Djokovic.
Novak? Well, Novak's a nice name.
No, but it's not his name.
Okay.
It's going to be pointless calling him that. Novak Djokovic has received a bag of potatoes.
Oh, no, he has, yeah. I thought this was a nice story. But
it is
I knew
a nice story.
No, pull it apart.
No, I'm not pulling it apart. It's a really nice story.
Yeah.
He got it from for helping villagers harvest their crops in Serbia, which is a really nice thing to do.
It is, yeah.
But it's not as good as getting a whole cow that Roger Federer gets for winning Wimbledon.
I think he's as happy. I mean, Roger Federer was just given a cow after a game. And then
no, it was after Wimbledon.
It wasn't Wimbledon. No, it wasn't Wimbledon.
It wasn't Wimbledon.
Who gives people a cow?
I thought he got a cow after Wimbledon.
No, he was in Switzerland. He won a tournament in Switzerland.
They gave him a
and
cow.
I think it was Switzerland. It wasn't Wimbledon anyway. I mean, if they gave everybody
the
a cow.
The Duke of Kent did it.
Imagine trying to get that home. If you're Serena, if you're Serena and you're thinking, you know, I'd love to have won. I'm so pleased I won Wimbledon again, but how are we going to get this cow home? I mean, it's just costing them money, isn't it? It's like you can imagine the All England club saying, well, look, we just give you the cow. You know, getting it home is I don't know, it's Roy Hodgson working there. Well, you know. Anyway,
well done to him. And and the people who gave him a sack of
spuds. Nice bag of potatoes, yeah.
Now, sometimes the editorial in papers doesn't really match the story. And today, in today's Daily Star, they've got a story about our guest yesterday, Gary Lineker.
Yeah.
It says here, Danny Baker wants Gary Lineker to make a comeback after the ex-England star revealed he hadn't played since retiring. Basically, Gary said, I haven't kicked a ball in anger since the day I retired. I haven't played six-a-side or anything, which prompted Danny to plead with him to make a return. But he just described sort of all-star games as terrible, so he's not going to do it. Meanwhile, the editorial in the main part of the paper goes, Gary Lineker is set to make a return to football. All because they want to say, let's hope they can afford his wages.
Yeah.
For goodness sake.
Slightly different. Among our guests later on is Mike Bovell. as he was known, of course, on The Breakfast Show many years ago. Mike is something of a rugby expert. He is a voice of one of the top rugby grounds in the country on the PA. And he knows his rugby, and so he'll be joining us. But you might say, oh, tough booking. Because, Mike's an old chum. He's on the end of a phone. But we wanted him. We thought he was the right person to chat about it. But I say tough booking because going back to Gary Lineker and Danny Baker's excellent book on their podcast, and I don't know if they've told this story on the podcast, but I'll just give you a flavour of the kind of thing that they're talking about in the book. Sometimes in this business, you reach for the stars, guess-wise. We'll see a story, and I don't know, it's about Pele. And Andy will say to the producer, oh, we can give it a crack, you know, we got nothing to lose, have we?
Try and get him.
And there was a fine story of that when Danny was working in radio, and the boss was very pleased with his show, and said to the producers of Danny's show, look, you know, is he getting everything he wants? Is he getting, who's his dream guest? Let's give him his dream guest. And one of them said, well, I think he loves Frank Sinatra. He said, well, okay, well, should we put the call in? And the two producers look at each other and they say to the gaffer, look, well, I don't think he's
two
doing
different stories.
I don't think he's doing breakfast shows. No, he was still alive at that
time.
Alive, no. So I don't think he's doing breakfast shows at the moment. He said, well, look, give it a try. And they look at each other thinking, not a cat in hell's chance. And then as they're leaving, the bloke says, maybe he could do the papers. It's like having Sinatra, isn't it, on with Alan. Joining us now, doing papers today with me and Ray Parler, Romford Pelly. Oh, it's all blue eyes. Frank Sinatra joins us. Morning, Frank. See, page 6 here, the Telegraph. I'm having a bit of a go at Ole Gunnar. So you think, Frank, that's a bino for me?
Frank doesn't get a word in it.
He doesn't say
20,
a word.
20
Ray
minutes.
Comes in. Ray, wait, hang on, Frank. Be a great way. What a great way to pretend
that Frank was
Frank's there.
There.
Yeah. Before you answer that, Frank, let's get Ray Parler's take on that. Well, it's been great to have you, Frank. What a blag that would be.
Tremendous.
It's a good idea. Anyway, we do recommend the book. That's just one of many brilliant stories in it from Gary and Danny Baker behind closed doors on the podcast.
That's a great idea. And
booking. It feels like it's a bit of an entertainment thing, but I don't know. Maybe you've put on an event. Maybe you've had a charity night or something like that, and you've had that kind of round table.
You've been tasked with getting a speaker for your company's event.
You've organised an event. So some of the hoops you had to jump through and the expectations of maybe the people you were working with were somewhat greater than could be realistically achieved. Let us know then in the old Sinatra envelope. Talksport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089.
You can forget Barack Obama's speech to the bathroom industry.
Yeah. Joining us now at BathX 2019, former President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Yeah. We're going to do a lot of stuff on Japan today.
We are, yeah.
This is brilliant. Yeah. In Britain, 700,000 trains reported late in the first 3 months of the year. It's not exactly Japanese bullet trains, is it?
I don't think it is.
One second a year.
I'll tell you who's coining in this World Cup. Yeah, Eddie Jones. Ka-ching, Eddie Jones.
Is he doing a lot of...
Is he? Really? I'll talk you through some of his endorsement deals a little bit. Surprised he's going to have any time to coach the team. Of course not.
Ooh, can I just give, before we go, talking of rugby, I promised to Katie from Cambridge Rugby Club that I'd give them a plug. It's brilliant. They've got girls. They've got a training camp this weekend for 11 to 18. It's kind of an introductory course. It's bringing in gum shields, boots and trains with Rocky Clark. She's England's most capped player. But already in their group, they've got 50 girls at training.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. So she contacted me. I had a long chat with her about it. It's really brilliant. So if you've got kids in that area, and you know, girls obviously in that area, and you fancy then take up rugby, it's non-contact, basically. It's contact evasion and possession. So good exercise.
Cambridge, whereabouts? Do you know whereabouts in Cambridge?
Cambridge Rugby Club.
Cambridge Rugby Club. Okay, we'll look it up. There we are. Yeah, pop along.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
You've been telling us this afternoon, we went down this route, I'm not quite sure, but some unlikely people at matches watching your team.
It was Frank Sinatra at Ibrox.
Frank Sinatra was at Ibrox, yeah. And we were reminded of that. Marilyn Monroe at Bellevue Speedway, apparently, says Peter in Manchester.
Really?
She was in a white dress and was stood on the first bend and got covered in shale. No one wants to see that.
Shale.
No.
She was actually in the best position to watch Speedway, let's be honest.
That was Marilyn always said that, because whoever's in front after the first bend generally wins the race.
Generally, yeah.
And she gets a lot of stick, or she did, of course, from the Speedway fraternity in that era for saying that, because they say that's a fallacy.
It's not. We watched it the other day. We like to test, when Speedway's on, we like to test out the theory.
Yeah. And sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong.
Generally, you're right. But, you know, it doesn't always happen, that's true.
Kanye and the Kardashians never miss a Newport County game, says Mike. they have chips with cheese and gravy after the match. That's not true. Muhammad Ali, I think this one is true, rocked up at St Andrews at halftime during a Blues game in the late 80s and then opened a chip shop in Cove. He did do a bit of a tour of the Midlands, is that right?
He ceremonially opened it? Yeah. He didn't open his own chip shop. Ali's chips.
Would be fantastic, yeah. All right, Muhammad. Yeah, if you want a large cod, it's going to be in about 10 minutes. No, that's right. If you're cooking it fresh, I'll wait. They'll have the telly on, won't they? Have Sky News on or something in the corner. I saw Lord Geoffrey Archer at the Chelmsford City game at Melbourne Stadium a couple of years ago, says Esther. Well, that's quite possible, isn't it? I would imagine it could be round that way. And
float like a halibut. Yeah, it doesn't quite work.
You didn't have quite enough time to make it work, did you? I would have given yourself another minute to come up with a good one.
I've got beetroot news for you.
Oh, now, yeah, good. Now, this is a let's follow-up. Set the scene.
Yeah.
And just tell us, your wife, she's a lovely woman, but she's a right chancer.
She's a real chancer.
And so tell us what she did last week.
Yeah, again, what she did was she inadvertently, she likes beetroot in a jar. She likes beetroot. And she bought it, but she bought the wrong one. They brought out a new one called Hot and Spicy.
Hot and Spicy beetroot in a jar,
She said, oh, I don't like this one. I bought it by mistake. It's far too hot and spicy. I said, well, it does say hot and spicy on it.
Yeah, so at that point, everybody else says, put it down to experience. I bought the wrong thing. I'll bin it, I'll eat it, I'll give it to someone else, or whatever. But she doesn't think that, does she?
No, she said to me, I'm going to take it back. I said, you can't take it back. I said, she said, well, they might want feedback. I said, yeah, they want feedback from people who deliberately bought it, not from people who bought it by mistake, who don't like things that are hot and spicy. So she said to me, no, I'm still taking it back. So she said to me this morning, I'll let you know I'm taking it back this morning.
Right.
Yeah. Here it came, the message. Sainsbury's took the beetroot back, no fuss at all. As Nigel
really?
Pearson
would say. Because, well, I suppose they are at no fuss at all. They are a big brand and they want to keep people happy.
Yeah, well,
but
I suppose that's true.
Had it been Arkwright's on the corner, they could have told her to do one, couldn't they? Because, you know, that's the issue.
That's very true.
But fair play. Talking of food, Anne Watts of Bicester in Oxfordshire wrote The Telegraph, Andy, and she said, I love kippers. Thankfully, she said more than that. But they do tend to repeat on you for the rest of the day. That in itself I would have read out. But then she says, however, when I was staying in a hotel on the Isle of Man, the waiter suggested putting marmalade on the fish before eating it. I'm happy to report that it actually worked.
Ugh.
Yeah, I thought you'd say that as a very fussy eater. Yeah. I hope Paddy and Ruby are listening to this. They'll be reaching for the bucket again.
Don't.
So I no longer hesitate to choose this most delicious treat. So now Anne Watts, Bicester, Oxfordshire, she has a bit of marmalade on the old kippers. And my missus said, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. It's a thing,
it's good,
apparently.
Isn't it?
I mean, imagine if you're a bit windy, the old bit of a fishy burp with an orangey aftertaste. It wouldn't be good, would it,
fishy
really?
Fishy burp with orangey aftertaste.
Yeah, that's right.
Lovely.
You're listening to Talk Sport, by the way.
Yeah. Big weekend of football coming. We're going to talk about football all the time with Motti.
We'll go through all the games. You'll be absolutely sick of football.
No, you won't be. And I always doubt these stories. I mean, this is a story about, it's another one of seeing something in something else. It's like, you know, the good Lord in a piece of toast, that sort of idea, you know. So anyway, it says here, Owen Irvin, a farm worker, spotted a patch of grass that looked exactly like the Grinch. And you think, well, I can see it does, but you can see Owen's footprint in it. I'm sure you can, really. So I'm going to try and create one of these things and get it in the paper. I don't know what it'll be, but I haven't thought yet. But it'll be something like that.
I thought I had Hitler in a door knot. Do you know, like the wood and the knot in a kind of pine door?
Really?
And I thought it looked just like Hitler. It was the time I was doing TV books. Yeah. So I took it in to Harry Hill and the writing team.
They weren't having it.
They
weren't.
They
impressed.
Could not see it, really, none of them. So I thought, well, look, I've got no chance of getting that published.
That's a shame.
So,
it sounded good to
Hitler
me.
In a door knot. It sounded
you still
like
got
a winner,
the photo? I'd be interested in seeing it.
I'll see if I can track it down, Andy, but I'm afraid it didn't play that well.
And Alex Gorry, the tipster, he's got a new font on his ads. It's really exciting.
You're the only one who ever talks about it.
Well, I'm the only one that ever sees them, I think. But people see them in the paper anyway. But, I mean, it's new font, but basically decided not to change the wording. So it's still Alex likes both horses a lot and has been told to get on by the same bloke that tells us to get on every day.
Yeah, good. OK, you must freshen up the font now and again. Well, now, as we said, Quid's in this World Cup because of his Japanese ancestry. Yeah, Eddie Jones.
Eddie Jones.
Eddie's doing the lot. He's actually Sapporo where they are.
Oh, yeah.
He's publicising Sapporo as a place. There he is eating something a little bit suspect looking in the crab market.
Yeah, that's true.
Quite going on
the
there.
Is what it will do, I think these tournaments do this, you know, because I think a lot of people went to Brazil after the World Cup and you see it on the telly. And I think people will go to Japan. It's a brilliant place to go for a holiday. Not the cheapest place to get to or be, although you can eat cheaply if you know what you're doing.
He's the face of Hunting World Man Bags.
Tremendous. He looks fantastic.
He does look there.
The England
good.
Players are looking at Japanese street fashion. Johnny Fordham's got a nice column in the Sun every day, a sort of diary. And he was saying Anthony Watson aims to kit out England's worst dressed stars with some wacky Japanese threads.
Oh.
The Bath winger name checked those in need of a wardrobe overhaul. Dan Cole, Sam Underhill and Jamie George. He said the Japanese are big on streetwear.
Yeah.
Streetwear, and I'll be explaining. And the clothes in Japan are fantastic.
Not cheap, though, is it?
Beams in Harajuku. Oh, yeah, it's great.
Is it?
Harajuku is like the really trendy part of Tokyo. It's
okay,
really
so you get that off to Anthony Watson then to just DM him or something.
Him
or send him a message. He can pop down there.
I can, yeah.
He's also the face, Eddie, I didn't finish yet. He's also the face of the Suntory Sun Goliath, the Japanese professional team. He's going to be a consultant for them as well. And also the Japanese gin brand Roku.
Oh, right. Yeah. Didn't know they do. Japanese whiskey's very nice.
Yeah, no, they're in the gin business, as many.
Is it
very
Rocky?
Nice. The producer says,
I've got, talking to the producer, I've got Talky News.
Oh, have you good? We haven't got a jingle for it, but I'll just say
it's basically
Talky News.
Talky News, where I bring in a story about Talky, even though it's got nothing to do with football, only because our producer is a big Talky fan.
Yeah.
And an elderly couple from Talky.
Well, it means he listens. You know, he's so difficult to get him to listen to the show, so it just means he just tunes in for about 2 or 3 minutes.
They had 12 oaks. 12 oaks.
12
eggs in a box with double yolks.
Yeah.
12 double yolkers.
Yeah.
And I'm never that surprised. I don't even like a double. We had some the other day. I don't like them because it's too much. I didn't want 2 eggs. I only wanted 1 egg.
Only you could moan about getting an extra egg. Seriously.
Anyway, Don, 85, and Margaret Proctor, 84, bought the eggs from Asda, took photos as they felt no one would believe them.
Yeah.
So they waited to the 8th one, and then they started photographing them. So, you know, maybe they only have 4 now. I'm very cynical. I'm sure they did have a dozen. Apparently, the chances of finding one are 1 in 1,000. So the chances of finding 12 in one box obviously would be a lot more than that.
It's the main story in the paper today, that apparently. It's front page news.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about that?
I thought the story about Cristiano Ronaldo and offering to buy the woman who gave him free McDonald's when he was poor and desperate, you know, as a kid. It was a really nice story, actually, and it came out of Piers Morgan's interview, didn't it?
Yeah.
A great headline in the Times, though. I do like the subs. They go, Ronaldo to repay McDonald's kindness with a Happy Meal.
Oh, beautiful.
Brilliantly done.
Yeah, they have tracked her down, haven't they? She was saying she used to tell her kids that when Ronaldo was a little boy, he used to come in looking for free food with his mates, and they just thought she was a liar.
I know, it's an amazing.
They said, yeah, all right, Mum, sure.
It's a lovely story.
But now it's proved to be true.
And also a nice headline from Ennis Sherlock, who wrote this, Mourinho keen on Real job. No, really?
Oh, he's kept that quiet, hasn't he? You never would have guessed that Mourinho was keen on the Real Madrid
Not
job.
Not at all, no. And we don't get many four texts anymore. We used to get a lot of them. This one from Mr. T.
Times have changed, Andy.
I know.
Mr. T?
Yeah, well, it's spelled in a different way, but it basically sounds spelled like T, really.
I'm with you, yeah.
But why would you text this in? This is what he said to the Daily Star. Wow, he starts. Wow. Jesse Nelson, Daily Star Wednesday. Time for a cold shower before work.
I must commit that to paper? Well, is that the New York Review of Books? Oh, it's a star. Sorry, I just wondered. Yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Me and Jacobs here on Talk Sport. Tom Macklin, clips of the week. Bit of rugby, but before all of that, it is Martin Kellner, squad number 9, with a week of sport on TV. So, what have you seen, Martin?
Well, I saw the highly overhyped interview between Piers Morgan. It was on again last night, Piers Morgan and Ronaldo.
We haven't watched it yet. We know of this new story of the lady who gave him free McDonald's.
That's a nice story.
Yeah, that's a nice story. But we haven't seen the show as yet.
No, powerful emetic, I would have said. Really, we know these days, and you'll know as well as anybody, that to get an interview with a top sportsman, top brokers, whatever, they're usually plugging something. You know, you'll see an interview in the Telegraph or the Times with David Beckham. Well, and there'll be a little thing at the end.
We get this, Martin. I mean, somebody, John will say to me, our producer will say, so-and-so's coming. I'll say, okay, what's he flogging? Because I work on the basis, or she flogging, on the basis that they've got something to flog. But that's the trade-off.
That's the trade-off. Fair enough, no problem. So you agree the ground rules. Ronaldo's plugging a perfume called Play It Cool. Okay. So we get a couple of shots of the perfume launch.
Didn't spray it in Piers' face like Mace, did he? He didn't do one
no,
of those.
No, he didn't. Now, that would have been good television.
I would have enjoyed that.
Yes. Sadly, there was none of that. So we get a few shots of the thing. And then Piers says, well, it's time for me to play it cool now. Because here's the great man coming through the doors to speak to us. And there was a shot of him coming through. So, right, Play It Cool have got their two mentions.
Okay,
a couple of shots.
That's it, we've done
another mention. We've done Play It Cool.
Yeah.
Whether he needed to be quite so far up the fundament of Ronaldo or not, I don't know.
Right.
But he really was. It was unbelievable, I thought. I've been promised an hour with the great man, he said. And then he started off about his Instagram followers. Mm. Apparently, he's got 182 million followers on Instagram, which is three times as big as David Beckham.
Cool.
Then it was all about the money and all about the cars. He's got two Ferraris, two Bugattis. They went through all the cars and all. So it was really all about money, to be honest.
Yeah.
Which is mildly interesting, but
unless you're skint, of course.
No, I mean I like money as much as the next person. But, you know, there was tons of that stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just too... I thought it was terrible. I thought it was
fair enough.
You know, quite honestly,
your bets, won't you?
I thought it was shameful. Because... Really, he was just saying, oh, of course, you're
well, what was your expectation, though? A kind of Brian Waldenstein searing critique?
I just looked at the aftershave, though. It looks nice.
Don't you start playing it cool.
It's worked on me.
But what did you expect?
Well, do you know, I'm quite a fan of Piers Morgan. Yeah. You know, I'm not one of these people who goes on Twitter all the time attacking Piers Morgan, which is very popular.
Yeah.
But I don't do that. I watch him on the on GMB, which is so much better than the BBC stultifyingly dull Good Morning Show.
You know, Ali Ross agrees with you.
Ali Ross,
the Sun TV critic, agrees with you on that.
Bless him.
He likes Piers Morgan.
Yes, he does. So, well, we've spoken about with Ali about that a few times. So I think he's very good on that. Yeah, I mean, you more or less know what his reaction is going to be. You know, there'll be somebody saying they're not publishing the Noddy books anymore because they're racist, and of course he'll come on and take a contrary view on that. And it makes for entertaining TV. It's knockabout stuff. So I'm nothing against Piers Morgan, but I just thought it was ill-judged.
Hagiography style.
It was hagiography.
It was incredibly badly scheduled as well against the Champions League. That was mad.
Yeah.
I
think people watch on catch-up, and then they scheduled it again last night as well.
I mean, if you don't like it, I mean, the thing is, people will, I mean, I still will check it out. I've got it recorded. I'll have a look at it out of interest. But I think people will even, you know, you see the shortcomings in it, but people can go and find out for themselves.
Of course, they can. I'm not saying it's just my
opinion. I mean, I think that's a good thing about this section, Martin. We can't be on side with everything. But
no,
and they may just go to it and see if it's every bit as bad as you say.
I think they will. I think anybody who's not an absolute staunch supporter, I mean, he's a great athlete. He's a brilliant athlete. He's a fantastic footballer. Is he the greatest footballer ever in the history of mankind?
No.
Maybe not.
Probably not.
No, I mean, he's up there.
But you'd say that's Mark Noble.
He's a wonderful player.
No, I say Marlon Howard.
Oh, okay.
all right, so he's better than Marlon Howard.
Okay.
But they kept showing the bicycle kick that he scored against Juventus. They could equally have shown Andy Carroll's bicycle kick against Crystal Palace. I mean, admittedly, Crystal Palace aren't Juventus, but, you know, it was...
Breaking
news
here on Talk
Sport. Just before you go into your next one, I saved this letter for you because I thought this bloke, Robert Turner from Barnes, wrote to the Daily Star, he's a man after your own heart. He says, I can't believe the BBC are pulling the plug on teletext services next year. I, for one, will miss it.
Good for him.
Yeah. You still go to teletext?
No, only when I'm booking a holiday.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I thought it was absolute nonsense. I mean, the questions he was asking, things like, Ronaldo talked about growing up in poverty, and he would say, you know, in those days, you know, when you were scrounging around for McDonald's with the other kids from the Sporting Lisbon Academy when you were scrounging around for McDonald's, did you ever dream you'd have your own personal chef? Well, no, of course he didn't dream that he was going to have his own personal chef.
I mean, it's a bit of an odd dream for a five-year-old.
It is, very much so. And then he did the old thing where he hands
it's like
over...
I've got a new bike or something, or I've gone swimming. It's not normally, I dreamt I had my own personal chef.
Mummy, has the new chef arrived yet?
Mum, will I ever have my own personal
ridiculous,
chef?
Ridiculous. So it was just
two Big Macs, he can knock you up, can't he?
It was a ludicrous program. They got the money shot, which appears when he does these sort of one-on-one interviews, he always goes for getting them to cry at some stage. Oh, and they had a good clip that they found from Norwegian TV of Ronaldo's dad talking about whether he was proud of him and all that, and you know, the tears came, and that was a little money shot that they got there.
Very cynical view. Some people might call that a tender moment, Martin.
No, I wouldn't call it a tender moment, and at the I'd call it a very calculated moment.
Well,
so they'd have been jumping.
Piers did take someone to task because they said all the questions he'd been told before, he'd been given the questions. Piers said, "Not true, I never gave him any of the questions in advance."
Didn't need to. The one controversial area would have been, why did your lawyers have to give £300,000 to the woman who accused you of rape? That basically what they said, they looked on the rape accusation as if, which has now been dropped, of course, so it's not being pursued in any way whatsoever. But he did have lawyers on the job, and they did give, you know, they did pay for a non-disclosure agreement, which would have been, I think, a decent question to ask, you know, because there's lots of stuff about what a family man he was. Loads of stuff about that.
Yeah.
But one assumes, you know, that this well,
was off limits. You're guessing, you're surmising.
Table,
I'm absolutely.
Yeah.
Positive was off limits.
It's there to watch. Martin loved it, clearly. Five stars, Martin Kellner.
Yeah.
Anything else you took
in this
week? Yes,
I did. I'll tell you what I took in this week. That, well, I mean, I obviously watched West Ham, pretty dull against
Aston Villa. That was a terrible game.
It wasn't a great game. And I watched Napoli v Liverpool. I thought the feature coming up to the Napoli Liverpool thing, where the ref was mic'd up and you heard Ericsson talking to the
I've not seen that, Martin. I'll go back and find that. That's great. I love
all that. That was brilliant, because you never see, you know, you get it in rugby all the time.
Yeah.
But you never, you know, I miss
that.
Football.
I'll take it, it's still on the BT website. I'll go and find that.
If it is, in the build-up to Napoli v Liverpool, it was interesting. The other thing I watched was Back of the Net, which is...
Oh, that's on Amazon, isn't it?
Yes, on Amazon Prime, which, as we know, they're trying to get into football sort of big style. So they've
They've got some games, haven't they, around Christmas and stuff. Yeah.
What they've done is they've copied and pasted a League of Our Own. Okay. They've watched a League of Our Own, copied and pasted, and then they've put Gabby Logan, John Bishop and Peter Crouch. Right. So they're spending some money on it. You know, they're not putting Marlon Harewood on there. So, I mean, basically, they've got these big... It's just too much giggling. It's too much light. And I thought very choppy.
I'm afraid I'm not in a position to comment on too much giggling.
Yeah, but yours is entertaining. It works on the radio. It doesn't work so much on the telly. And they have little spots in it. One of the spots was heated time for our heated debate. Like Mrs. Merton, you see.
Yeah.
Time for our heated debate. Mm. And do you know what they did? They had a debate about VAR.
Okay.
Oh, good. Another debate about the VAR. I really want to see that.
How heated did it get?
Not at all. And they did a thing with mascots, which, of course, Chris Evans of this parish used to do years ago, didn't he? Where he'd get mascots on, or fat mascots. And, you know, they're always funny, aren't they? Somebody with a big head.
So anybody with a big head.
With a big head.
Unless it's some kind of medical condition, then it ceases to be funny.
No. Oh, the elephant man, you don't want that. But the guy took his head off, and it was Paul Dickoff.
Oh, okay.
So it was entertaining to see Paul Dickoff.
Paul Headoff, was it?
It was Paul Headoff.
Paul Headoff. We don't want to head off equals Paul Dickoff.
Yes, you don't want to pursue that any further.
No, that's right.
So it was.
Was it Guess Who's Inside the Mascot's Outfit? Was this part of the thing?
It was sort of that, yes. Yes, it was Guess Who's in the Mascot's Outfit.
If it had been someone like Oprah, that would have been, or you know what I mean, or just someone not in from the world of football, that might have been. Is it like 20 questions type thing?
Well, it was Guess Who's in the Mascot. If it had been, say, Toya Wilcox, that would have been.
Because there must be some kind of parameters. You can't just say Guess Who's Inside the Mascot's Outfit and then the three of them just shout out names randomly. Well, Boutros Ghali.
It was a bit like that. They gave clues. It
wasn't they gave clues.
But they did give clues.
You'd be there for 3 hours, wouldn't you? Mrs. Doyle. Father Todd Unctious. Sorry, Martin.
Yes, no, I was just going to say, we had what I thought was interesting, we had Patrice Evra was a guest.
Oh, yeah.
And we had Patrice Evra's best moments. Interestingly, none of them with West Ham. He made 3 starts for West Ham. I looked this up afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Made 3 starts for West Ham during his glorious career there. All 4-1 defeats. Now, that's a hell of a fact. Everyone, 3 starts,
that's amazing.
All 4-1 defeats.
Wow. That's amazing. He rarely talks about that period at West Ham.
Doesn't talk
he?
About that at all, fantastic. Surprisingly.
Martin, we are nearly out of time, I'm afraid. Yes. But that was I'm sure Piers Morgan.
Honestly, we're
off the Christmas card list.
My campaign, by the way, is to make everyone say Rugby Union World Cup. Because obviously, everywhere it's the Rugby World Cup.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about the fact they've got to take their shoes off next week, the ITV team.
We will. You'll have a chance to. You'll get stuck into ITV's coverage next
week. Yes, I will. I'm not sure that, because there's a match on Sunday at 6:15 a.m., which in theory I could watch immediately after coming off my hit show on Talk
but
Radio.
But for the money we pay you, I don't think you should.
Well, as it's Italy versus Namibia, I'm not going to be watching that at 6:15, but I will watch some of them.
Brilliant. On Talk Radio over the next couple of nights, aren't you?
One till five.
Brilliant. Thank you, Martin.
Thanks,
as always. Martin Kellner there with a week of sport on TV.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from Talk Sport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. And it's time then to listen to a little clip.
Oh, yeah. Clips Extra.
Go on then. This is Andy. You like this one, don't you?
I do, yeah. It was Nigel talking about the use of water.
From Fisherman's Blues, yeah.
We take water for granted too much and we waste too much. You know, I'm of an age where you grew up where there was bath night, whereas nowadays most people have a shower probably every day, if not twice a day.
Oh, yeah. So much better when people have BO.
Well, I think they still have. I don't think that's ever changed. So that's us. We will catch up with you on Monday. Have a fantastic weekend.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.